Nossa, escuta.
April 18th is here, and so is the Logbook.com's escape pod, tumbling back through time. I'm Earl Green, and I'll be your guide through the fantastic, the futuristic, and the unmistakably geeky. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday. In 1980, the first toys based on The Empire Strikes Back were released, a full month ahead of the movie.
I feel safe here.
Thanks to Lando Calrissian.
Welcome to Cloud City.
From Kenner's Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back collection, action figures R2-D2, Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia, each sold separately. And here's action figures Boba Fett, Darth Vader, and IG-88.
They can't escape us.
I'll get the bounty. No, boss, I will.
You've got your mission, man. Now move out.
No one had released Star Wars toys until 1978 because they didn't think it was going to be a hit in 77. And this time, Kenner wasn't going to be caught flat-footed. One figure was missing from the initial assortment. George Lucas wanted Yoda kept secret until after the movie premiered, so his action figure wasn't available until later. In 1986, IBM became the first American computer manufacturer to roll out a megabit chip, capable of holding a million bits of information in RAM as part of its Model 3090 computer. Born today in 1930, actor Clive Revel. He played Vector the Wizard in the short-lived fantasy spoof Wizards and Warriors, but he was also the original voice of the Emperor in The Empire Strikes Back.
There is a great disturbance in the Force.
I have felt it.
We have a new enemy, Luke Skywalker.
His voice was replaced later as George Lucas kept revising the movie. Rick Moranis was born in 1953.
What did you say your name was?
Vince Clortho, Keymaster of Gozer.
You said before you were waiting for a sign. What sign are you waiting for?
Gozer the Traveler. He will come in one of the pre-chosen forms. During the rectification of the Valdrani, the Traveler came as a large and moving Torb. Then, during the third reconciliation of the last of the McKetrick supplicants, they chose a new form for him, that of a giant Slore. Many Shubs and Zools knew what it was to be roasted in the depths of the Slore that day, I can tell you.
And in 1956, Eric Roberts was born.
I always dress for the occasion.
In 1966, Camille Kadury was born. She played Rose's mother, Jackie, in the revived Doctor Who series. Novelist Keith R.A. DeCandido was born in 1969, and David Hewlett of Stargate Atlantis was born in 1968.
I'm still trying to understand how you thought it was a good idea to test this device by having someone throw you off a balcony.
Oh, believe me, that's not the first thing we tried.
I shot him.
In the leg. I'm invulnerable.
Aren't you the one who's always spouting off about how proper and careful scientific procedure must be adhered to?
Invulnerable.
And born in 1971, actor David Tennant, the 10th Doctor Who.
Oi! Get out of my TARDIS! I let down the defenses for 1 second!
Must be to the Doctor!
I don't care. You're a Grask, and a Grask is trouble. Out!
But that noise! Beautiful sound in the air, what is it?
Well, you got all those planets revolving around suns, and all those suns revolving around in a galaxy, and all those galaxies revolving around each other. If you take the gravity patterns, feed them through the TARDIS harmonic filter, that, Mr. Grask, is the sound of the universe.
On this day in 1955, Albert Einstein died. In 1997, Showtime premiered the first of 4 movie-length episodes of Lex. Broadcast in America under the name Tales from a Parallel Universe, Lex was later picked up by the Sci-Fi Channel. You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history, and you can pick up the Logbook's original books and DVDs, along with hundreds of other titles, in the Logbook.com store. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape pod was created and produced by Earl Green.